Borglund's smile dropped instantly. His manner became threatening.
"And have you indeed seen?" he demanded, biting out each word.
Holly was too smart to answer that one, or too scared. Borglund went on.
"Well, I hope you do."
He shrugged slightly. He appeared to be making an effort at maintaining his reasoned calm. But as he began to speak once more, it gradually slipped away to something ominous, something ugly.
"I have been frank with you. Let me be more so. I want that Kangren cell. You know that. I want it intact and working. You know that, too. But consider this. We are desperate people, Doctor. We have no fuel left for faster than light. Your refusal to cooperate means we must stay and fight you for whatever is left. And we will. One way or another, sir, I will have you out of that dome. Even if I have to land this ship myself and blast the can, the dome, the hillside behind it, and you, Doctor, to glass."
Borglund paused once more. He was breathing heavily with barely contained fury. His deep blue eyes, always incongruously troubling, shone with a depth of damn near tangible menace. "And one more time it reminded me of something I always seemed to forget when he wasn't around. He scared me. Not panic, not quaking, but fear, yes. I genuinely feared the man, more than any other I had known. I thought of Holly, in there alone and seeing it. Or maybe he didn't see it. Maybe he didn't know enough to realize how utterly lethal Borglund was. Holly was still in there, after all." Borglund was calm again when next he spoke.
"You have half an hour, Dr. Ware. Use it to—"
His lips curled a cold smile.
"To assess. Then the real world will hit."
"I'll watch for it,"
blurted Holly suddenly. But it wasn't even faintly convincing. I felt that pain in my stomach once more. Borglund's voice went dead hard.
"Then watch me kill you,"
he roared, and leaned up to key off the monitor. He stopped his hand. The cold smile returned.
"No. You like to see, don't you?"
he snarled. Then he keyed the sound off with a click and spun angrily away.
Damn.
This audiobook is continued on Disc 11.